Victor.
Hi.
So, what are you going to talk today about?
Well, to the viewers, it's going to be next week, actually. For the viewers, it'll be the 17th. I hope to release this episode.
So, what movie are we going to talk about today?
I wonder. Maybe, like, the film called Star Trek? Like, it's just not, like, Star Trek Discovery or anything like that. Or maybe, like, Lord of the Rings or something.
Do you just want to focus on the word Star Trek? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, I want to focus on just a random film.
Well, Star Trek is based in the future. Most of the things in it are very unlikely to be true. Very unlikely.
How about we do about Lord of the Rings? Like, if you actually get, like, the big thing... It's actually very long. Like, it's over 1,000 pages.
I know. But you know the Vulcans in Star Trek? They look like elves. They're sort of with the little pointy ears.
Yeah, they do. And so do, what do they call them? Oh, it's like the enemies in just the Star Trek film. Or the first one, I think it is.
You mean the crawls or something?
Yeah, something like crawls, scrolls, that kind of thing. Balls.
Yeah, that's pretty sad, really, how it all ended. But then, in the whole of the Star Trek, I'd say us creating spaceships, it would have to be in, like, the year 3000 or something.
Yeah, it's like in the year of... can we have, like, star dates instead of, like, our dates? Oh, that rhymes! Star dates, our dates. Like, they'd probably have a different form of telling the day than us. So we can't exactly measure what time it was.
Actually, I think it's just the same as ours. They just, like, pronounce it in a different way.
Maybe it's, like, the American version, because I heard once that they do it in a different way. Like, it's, like, the month first, then it's, like, the day, and then it's the year. Whilst in Britain, it's the day, then the month, then the year.
Yeah, probably, like, they'll probably go, like, 21-1-7. Something like that.
They might even have more months.
Yeah, good point. But after the first time I saw Star Trek, I just came out of the living room. Just like, whoa, that's meant to be in the future?
Like, I remember this, but I've seen Avengers The Dark World, and for some reason it's just going into my head. You haven't. I got to see Fantastic Four for the Dark World and that kind of stuff. And you were at a friend's house and I got to watch them all, and then you came back and you were really upset.
Yeah, I was also really sick.
No, that was me who was sick.
I know, like 2 days after Yeah, so, but, Victor, think about this. If Star Trek really did exist, would you join the Starfleet?
I think I might just go into, like, I might go into all navigation.
So you would join Starfleet?
Or maybe, like, a gunner in one of the Starfleet ships.
Well, from here on out, I can safely say I like Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm good.
So, Victor, I just need to ask you one last question. If there was a video game called Star Trek and it was nothing like the films, what would you scream?
Well, it would depend how bad it was. If it was a really good game but it was nothing like the films, I would have said, oh, that was a really good game. But if it was a really bad game and nothing like the films, I would say, oh, that was such a bad game.
Now, we will be back after the break.
Sorry, but Peter can't join us after this break. Now, we're going to go into the subject, The Lord of the Rings. Some of you may have read the book, some of you may have watched the films, some of you may have just heard it. Maybe just know like which one of the films, because there are three. But some of you, like me, haven't gone home to finish the book yet. Because I need to finish the book. And I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm almost halfway through it. Oh, it's going to take a long time. You Americans who are listening, it was not written in America. It was written in Britain. Because that is a commonly made assumption. Well, is that assumption? Yeah, I think it is. So you Americans out there, you don't get you don't get any, what's it called, credit for writing it. Well, we Brits do. Yeah, sometimes I wish that it was easier to do a podcast. Sometimes I wish it wasn't. Oh, so hard. Ugh. Well, Lord of the Rings is about a person. Well, you have to read it. It's very complicated. Bye. See you next time.